Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
It happens to millions of Americans every single year. They overlook or underestimate a major expense in their retirement, and in many cases, it's too late to do anything about it by the time they figure it out. Now they're forced to make a tough decision, severely cut back on their lifestyle and retirement they worked a lifetime for, or start looking for a new job.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie, your host this morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Pete and John are on vacation, but don't worry, you're in good hands. This morning I'm joined in studio by Dan Benson. He's Executive Vice President for Beacon, as well as Ty Draper, Financial Advisor over here at Beacon as well. So, guys, we've got a good show, and let me start off with this that I saw in the Motley Fool. All it takes is just one major life-shattering event in retirement, and it can drain your entire budget. I mean, think about it. Things like your health takes a turn for the worse, or you have a big expense that you have to pick up on a parent or a child, or, and this is obviously a big one we're going to talk about today, those higher than expected taxes that can literally eat away your 401k, your IRA. And it really doesn't matter. Whatever it is, any unexpected or overlooked expense at this stage in the game, it's exaggerated. And it could have, we know this all too well, some very serious financial consequences on your retirement game plan, Dan.
Well, could have and most likely will have for those that haven't really planned well. You know, I'll say here in the current environment, we've met with a lot of people, and I've heard that a lot of folks have spent some time looking at their overall financial budget within their household, what they're spending money on, trying to reduce some of those expenses so that they're not being unwise with their money when you're in a pretty volatile environment. And so a lot of families have already done that, and that's good, but I will say there's another risk that we have to also look into, and for a lot of people, it's down the road a little bit. But now's the time to start planning for some of these things. And so in today's show, we're going to talk about some of these overlooked expenses in retirement that could have a significant impact on your savings. There's six of them. We're going to go through these six. Why your taxes could be much higher in retirement than you think. That's one that a lot of folks believe their taxes will go down. We find that that's not necessarily the case. Ty and I will talk about that here in a minute. What you should really budget on for health care and long-term care in retirement. What are those numbers? And then plus what Business Insider is calling one of the biggest threats to the investor's nest egg right now.
All right, good stuff. So let's go ahead and kick off this morning. And let's look at our first often overlooked expense in retirement, and that is taxes. And like you said, Dan, and many shows previous to this one, but taxes will likely be one of the biggest expenses that you're going to face. I mean, you've heard us say it many times, two thieves of your retirement, right? They're fees and taxes. And so it's taxes on your IRA, your 401k, all those other tax-deferred accounts, right? It's tax-deferred, not tax-free. The tax is building on those things. Taxes on your Social Security benefits. A lot of people find that as a big aha when they realize all too late that they have to pay taxes on Social Security benefits. Taxes on your investment income. I mean, the list goes on and on here, Dan. Taxes are something we cannot overlook.
Well, we can't overlook it. And for most people, by the time they get to start spending their income, they can't undo it. It's too late. And so the time to plan is now. And we do have a pretty favorable tax environment when you're looking at the historical averages of where taxes have been and where we are today. Most financial individuals, even though they may know a lot about taxes, can't legally give tax advice. And so you're sitting down with a client, you want to give them some advice, but you're really not supposed to because you don't have the proper designations. One of the benefits that we do have here is working with Patrick Min, our in-house CPA. that can sit down with us, with the client, look over their entire situation and assess what that is. One example, we were sitting with a client just the other week and we did a tax analysis. Didn't cost them anything, just the time to come in to review it. And this was a client that had around $500,000 in IRA money or pre-tax money saved up. They had other investments out there, but about $500,000 saved. And through the analysis, the forward-looking, Ben, to your point, looking forward in the future, not just what am I paying today, the effect of taxes on the money that they were going to pull out and the money left behind, on $500,000, they were set to pay $338,000 of that back in taxes over a lifetime. And we weren't able to help them eliminate from ever having to pay taxes on that money, but with a great tax plan, working with Patrick, the time he spent on that, they were able to reduce and eliminate that down by two-thirds, around $100,000 over a lifetime in taxes. They were going to give up $300,000. Well, I don't know about you, Ty, but if you had an extra $228,000 that you were going to give away and now it's left in the household, surely that could be spent to go to some kind of good use.
Oh, absolutely. And if then you parlay that into what expected medical expenses are going to be in retirement, right? And then you put an extra $200,000 back into your pocket or back into your retirement savings, what kind of effect would it have on your spending in that category? And how could it help you bridge that gap, you know, from what you're going through?
Yeah.
And Ty, that's a great point. And I just want to insert something here because I think there's a lot of people that they look at taxes, they think of taxes, and they know that's something I need to cover. And they recognize that. That's not lost on them. But they get overwhelmed. And they're not sure exactly where to start. And I just want to do a little bit of promotion on a free resource that we've recently developed, guys. And you know this, but it's called the Four Ways to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a great free download that is available now at our website, BeaconCM.com. Again, that's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. This is a free download. It's going to be a great thing if you're out there and you're thinking, I'm not sure exactly, I'm wrestling with this thing, I'm not sure how or where to get started. This is going to be a great resource for you. So again, just go to BeaconCM.com and download that. The Four Ways to Save on Taxes in Retirement.
Yeah, that's great, Ben. It's a good point. And we've gotten great feedback from people that have researched that and been able to help their own family save money in taxes. So if you're out there and you have an IRA, 401k, or any kind of pre-tax investment like this, I know that most of us think that all of that money is our money, but it's really not. It's a joint account. It's a joint account between you and the IRS. When you start to take those distributions, we have to be prepared to pay the taxes. What we want to help people do is eliminate, reduce, and mitigate as much of that tax liability as possible. And so you won't end up with your retirement savings being a fraction of what they are today because of unnecessary taxes. So I would take advantage of the defensive tax planning strategies right now. Again, we don't know how long we're going to have these opportunities with the current tax code. And so if now's a good time as ever, I would say that, you know, people need to take advantage of that.
That's a great point, Dan. And we believe it starts with our free customized retirement tax analysis. Again, this is a free analysis and it will show you, like Dan mentioned, the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save money right now. And you could save some big money, because we're going to look at the taxes that you're going to be paying on your IRA, your 401k, your pension if you have one, those other tax-deferred accounts. So if you've saved at least $100,000 or more for retirement, call in this morning and schedule time to review your free analysis. Again, that's a free retirement tax analysis. Give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Listen, friends, if you're serious about saving taxes on your IRA, your 401k, those other tax-deferred accounts, don't wait. Give us a call this morning, because we only have a handful of these appointments open that we slot each week to keep open for calls just like that. And so give us a call and learn how you could save money on taxes with our free retirement tax analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
How much should you plan on spending on health care or long-term care in retirement? We have the latest projections, and it's not pretty. And I'll tell you what they are when we come back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
If you get hit with an unexpected expense when you're still working, chances are you'll recover because you're still getting a paycheck. But if you get blindsided with a big expense when you're retired, that's a totally different story. It can face you back to work or put a serious dent in your lifestyle in retirement.
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Thank you for joining us. This has been Christian Studio with you. Pete and John are on vacation, so I want to wish them well if they're tuning in. But they've left you in good hands. I'm here at studio with Dan Benson from Beacon Capital, as well as Ty Draper, both financial advisors. And today we're talking about six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could literally decimate your savings. So coming up in this segment, we're going to look at how much you really need to budget for healthcare and long-term care in retirement. And we're going to share the latest projections. And just a little heads up, they're not pretty. Plus, we're going to talk about why living longer is great, but it could be an expensive habit to have. And so the second often overlooked expense that is, according to NASDAQ, Dan, this is what they say, fewer than one-third of Americans are taking the cost of health care into account when planning for retirement. So the second one we want to look at this morning, again, often overlooked because people just don't even really think about it. And it's becoming, I mean, you can't read the headlines now without seeing the rising cost of health care. And so our second expense this morning is the skyrocketing cost of health care and long-term care.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those items that is overlooked, but it's also not planned for. And believe it or not, as crazy as it's going to sound, there are people that won't plan for this because they don't want to have to go to a nursing home or they don't want to have to go to an assisted living. And so in their minds, not planning for it means they're not going to go there. Mm-hmm. Well, the reality is, folks, you don't get to pick and choose what your health is going to be. And you may tell your wife to drive you off the cliff or take you in the backyard, but let me tell you, she's not going to do that. That's what she's going to do is roll you into that nursing home and drop you off if she can't take care of you.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, not planning for it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And so just to put some figures behind an overall expected expense for someone in retirement. So if you have a male that's 65 or a female that's 65, they expect that each one of those individuals will need at least $130,000 to cover medical costs,
wow,
out-of-pocket medical costs in the retirement per person.
Yeah.
So per couple, a senior couple, they're anticipating over $300,000.
Wow. Seems like those numbers continue to go up, Dan. Even since we first started talking about this a few years ago, those numbers have continued to rise.
Well, one of the highest inflated sectors in our economy, other than the cost of education, has been the rising cost of healthcare.
Yeah.
And yet it's one of the things that very few people plan for. One of the reasons is there's not a lot of resources out there, you know, that people can help you plan for these things. Here at our firm, we've taken the time to go out and hire people that work here in our office that are experts in Medicare,
right,
medical, long-term care, not to sell a product to somebody, but to educate them on here's what your risk is. And in anything in life, we have a choice. We have risks. We take risks every day when we go drive down the street, when we, you know, what we choose to eat. This is no different. In order to plan prudently for the risk, you just have to know what your options are. And sit down with somebody. Ty, I know we deal with this every single day, trying to help families plan for unexpected costs.
Exactly. And it's not, I mean, it is and it isn't the effect on just one spouse or both spouses in that example. It's what happens if one spouse goes in, takes $200,000, $300,000, $100,000 from the retirement savings, and then let's say they pass. What type of effect does that have on the other spouse on piecing together the rest of their retirement? Now they're going into retirement with potentially half the amount of investments that they had, and how are they going to sustain that type of financial lifestyle?
And lost income if a spouse,
exactly,
dies. So they're losing income from some source, mm-hmm, and lost investment.
Well, and Social Security. So the Social Security,
right,
part goes,
exactly,
away. So there's the lost income factor, mm-hmm, of it. And then you look at, you know, how are they going to substantiate that financial lifestyle for the rest of their life, which may be another 15, 20 years, and that loss of capital and what that means to them.
If you're just willing to have the conversation, you're going to get a whole lot further than you certainly would without it.
Right. Well, and you have to find someone who's willing to have the conversation. Not many financial advisors want to spend their time talking to people about healthcare. They want to talk about investments, things that they get paid on. Mm-hmm. And there's not a whole lot of money to be made in that industry for people. And so it's like, why do I want to spend my time on that? But We believe it's important we look at all the factors. We're not going to overlook one item. We'll spend the time with people to make sure that they planned appropriately. And, you know, going on to the next expense that kind of piggybacks in with rising health care, what if we live a long time? What if we have longevity? And is there a potential of outliving our investments?
Yeah, well, and Pete's not on the show this morning, but I'll still send a shout out to his friend, Utah George, the 102-year-old skier, still going strong. I mean, Pete loves this guy. I don't know if they've befriended each other or not, but feels like Pete talks about him every other week. So shout out to Utah George there. But to your point, I mean, we are living a lot longer. And, you know, we see that really playing out in many ways. And it's kind of that double-edged sword, right? Because it is, for many, it's going to be a great time in life. They're getting to do more things longer, but that comes with a cost, Ty.
Exactly. And so when you look at it from a longevity risk standpoint, how are you going to piece together that income, and what piggybacks on that is what? Inflation. Mm-hmm. So if you look at inflation, things going up maybe 2% each year, then how are you going to overcome that, you know, in your income plan? And so many people, I know, Dan, you run into it all the time, don't come in with a really written, sewed up income plan to address that.
Yeah, and we do our plans. I know, Ty, you do them the same. We all do. Our plans are written out to age 102, and my goal is to not have the money run out at 102. I want to make sure that we can provide and sustain a lifestyle that you worked hard for, and there be enough money to make it longer than 102. And I have clients come in, and they're like, I'm not going to live that long. 102, yeah, I hope I never live that long. Well, the reality is right now in America, there's over 500,000 centenarians over 100 years old. So again, you may not think it's going to be you, just like you may not think you're ever going to go to the nursing home or need that kind of care. But the reality is we live as long as we live. And there's a lot of people that are living longer, and not planning for that longevity, running the plans out to, you know, not an average age of 87, which is what I see a lot of the financial plans are, where the average age is 87. No, we're running them out past 100 because I want to make sure as long as you live, the money is going to be there, and we've accounted for that type of longevity.
Yeah, like Pete would say, there's a lot more Utah Georges out there that we just don't know about. And they're Utah Georges in the making. Yeah. That are, you know, young guys that are, you know, still staying young into their 80s, their 90s, they're going strong. So, yeah, this is a big deal. Yeah,
especially women, too. You know, correct. Women end up living longer than men usually. And sometimes they may be the lower income producer during that, you know, time frame. And so they're going to lose one of those Social Security benefits, and then how do you, you know, play that out in retirement? Because then you're going to take more from their investment assets than they need to be.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, according to Barron's, the Fed anticipates that the interest rates are going to be low through 2022. So, you know, planning for generating income, longevity, things of that nature is increasingly more difficult. And so we want to make sure that when you plan, when the investments are volatile, interest rates are low, we're planning for rising health care costs, we're planning for longevity, we want to know that we've accounted for that, we put a check mark by that, and that the plan that we create is going to be sustainable really through any economy, any environment. And that if you live to be one of the centenarians, there's still going to be some money left over.
Absolutely. And we believe that, and we want to show you exactly what your options are. And it starts with a retirement income analysis. Again, this analysis, it doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation. If you're the kind of person who wants to make your money work for you, but you can't afford to take any risk there, this is going to be right up your alley. So if you've saved at least $100,000 or more for retirement, give us a call this morning at 615-619-1615. Again, our staff sets aside a few open spots on the calendar each week for these type of appointments, and they do fill up fast from this show. So don't wait. Give us a call this morning. Once again, that number, 615-619-1615. That number again, 615-619-1615.
There's a cost most Americans fail to account for when they retire, and according to the Motley Fool, it could cost you up to $138,000 per individual. I'll share what it is when we come right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
It happens to millions of Americans every year. They overlook or underestimate a major expense in retirement. Your health takes a turn for the worse. You have to pick up a big expense for a child or a parent, or higher than expected taxes are eating your IRA and 401k alive. Whatever it is, there could be grave financial consequences for any unexpected or overlooked expense at this stage of the game.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you this morning, joined by Dan Benson and Ty Draper. And today we're talking about six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could literally decimate your savings. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about why the Motley Fool says investment fees and expenses could be costing, guys, listen to this, the average investor $138,000. That's a big thing. And we've said it a lot on this show. Hopefully people are now starting to be able to quote us when we say this, but two biggest thieves of your retirement, in our opinion, are taxes and fees. And guys, the good news though, when it comes to, particularly when you're looking at fees, is it's one of the easiest ways to save money in retirement as well. Now, and this is the case where, you know, these 1%, 2%, 3% may not sound like a lot, but they add up over time. And Dan, I would say one of the first things you need to know, though, is how much you're paying in fees. And I think that's one of the things that's often overlooked to even start with.
Well, a lot of people don't realize what they're leaving on the table, and kind of we overlook it, especially if you don't see it. You know, if they saw how much money they were losing every single, you know, week, month, year, you'd pay a little more attention to it. But so many advisory firms out there are able to hide a lot of those fees. And so all they see is the return they're getting, not what they could have been getting. And so through one of the analysis we have here, we'll talk about it in just a little bit, but we're able to extract all of the internal expenses inside of an investment portfolio and start showing people what it means in dollars and cents to not know what those fees are. And then, you know, when you couple in taxes, being able to save money in unnecessary taxes, I'm not against paying taxes. I just don't want to pay any more than I have to, right? I'm not going to send any gift checks to the IRS. If I owe the tax, I'll pay it. But if I can save money in taxes, I want to do that. And I definitely don't want to overpay. And the same is with fees. You know, Ty, you look around at the current environment. We've come out of a pretty large, one of the longest bull markets we've ever seen. The S&P was hitting 10-year average returns of over 12% a year. It was incredible. Now you look at the environment and you just kind of, you walk outside, you can feel a change. I hope it's not a long-lasting one, but there's a lot of uncertainty out there in the current environment. It's harder to make money today than it was 2 or 3 years ago when the interest just kind of came rolling in. And so if it's with interest rates very low, the Fed has come out, said they're going to keep rates low. So it's going to be hard to get that fixed rate of return that generates any kind of reasonable return. The stock market with risk may also provide less than stellar returns moving forward because of the volatility and uncertainty. And so if it's becoming increasingly harder to make money, the money that you are able to earn, you want to make sure that you're paying the least amount of fees and the least amount of taxes so you can keep as much of those earnings as possible.
And it's not just the advisory fees that you talk about. Within that analysis, it's going to extrapolate all of the hidden fees that are within inside the mutual funds that you don't even know are there. So let's say you had a 1% advisory fee. If then you start looking at these mutual fund fees of 0.7, 0.8, 1%, and then you start adding those together, then you're in the 2 to 3% category. And then piggybacking off of the taxes, if then you're having to withhold, again, that 10, 15% on each withdrawal, now effectively for taxes too, that you're looking at that fees and taxes being somewhere in the 15, 18% range in that example.
Yeah.
So how often, let me just throw this question out to you guys, how often do you sit down with somebody and they know their fees?
Very little.
Yeah, very, very few times could someone truly tell me what they're paying.
Because it feels like we all do the same thing with those prospectus, right? We get them in the mail and they go directly into,
them.
You look at the number and they go right into the trash can. And that's just common. And, you know, I've heard John say this a lot and I know you guys would agree, but you want to know your fees because you also want to know what you're paying your advisor to do. And that advisor needs to earn that percent that he's making. And that's another reason you need to know those fees, because so many people, and you said it well there, Ty, particularly with mutual funds, it feels like there's so many hidden fees that they literally don't even know what they're paying for.
If you look at the overall fee structure of how people are paid, I'm just going to put it out there. if you're paying an individual, you know, 1 to 1.5% to only manage your money, there's nothing else that comes with it, you're getting robbed. Yeah. You're overpaying. Yeah. You know, our fee level is very fair compared to most of the ones that are even local here in this industry and also across the United States. But with those fees that they're paying, they're not just getting investment advice. They're getting a retirement plan that takes them out to age 100. They're getting an income plan. They're getting a risk plan. They're getting a health care plan. They're getting an estate plan, a tax plan. We're providing all of those resources under that same fee structure, where a lot of the companies out there, give me your money, I'm going to charge you 1.5%, and that's it. And to me, it's highway robbery.
You ask the average person, how much are you paying for Prime? How much are you paying for Netflix? How much, you know, how much is your Comcast bill or your internet bill? And they know, at least maybe not to the penny, but they know generally. You ask them how much they're paying on their investments, and they're going, I don't know. Where do I find that information? And that's a scary thought. And, you know, especially when you talk with some of the clients that we have that, you know, are affluent clients that have saved very well their whole life. They want to know, they need to know what they're paying in fees, and they don't want to overpay. It's kind of like taxes. Don't overpay where you don't need to overpay.
Yeah, we know what our Netflix expense is, and that's like a $20 a month bill. We don't know what our fees are, which are thousands of dollars a month for most individuals. So definitely something that you need to spend time on. I'll also say that you need to get a third party recommendation on this. Go into your current advisor, asking them just what you're paying. Not saying they wouldn't give you the right answer, but we have through Morningstar, which is a third party software, we run the information through them. They tell us and show what those fees are, and they're third party, unaffiliated. They have no biased interest. And so we're just the company that takes the information, runs it through the system, tells you what it says. You know, another risk out there or expense along with fees and taxes, I think is probably the biggest out there. I mean, if you haven't done a fee and tax analysis in the last 6 months, 12 months, it's like refinancing your mortgage. Right. When the rates go low, now is the time.
Yeah, good point.
And so a lot of people have recouped those losses. Let's look at what those fees are, make sure we can save you some money. But then also, you know, RMD, the required minimum distribution. There have been some changes there. If you don't know what those are, give us a call. We'll get one of our advisors to talk to you about what the current changes have been to the RMDs. But the penalty on that's 50%. 50% penalty. You know, forget fees and taxes. That's a huge one. But we're also able to, through some efficient strategies that are out there for a lot of families, help them potentially eliminate the tax on the entire RMD distribution. So not paying penalties, reducing the taxes on if it's money that they're not counting on or don't need at this time. So there are a lot of ways. We believe in what's called the compound effect. It's a lot of little things done all together to create a massive cumulative return. It's not one thing you'll change. It's a lot of little things, paying attention to the details that really matter. And, you know, it happens to, unfortunately, millions of Americans every year that they overlook or underestimate some of these major expenses. You know, health takes a turn for the worst. You got unexpected expenses for a parent. You've got fees and taxes eating up the IRAs. Whatever it is, there could be great financial consequences for any of these unexpected or overlooked expenses. Not planning for them doesn't reduce the risk of them having the impact.
So if you're the type of person who thinks that in a time of crisis or uncertainty, you shouldn't panic, but you should take action, then here's what we suggest you do this morning. Pick up the phone, you give us a call, and let's have a simple conversation just to be sure you have all your bases covered when it comes to your retirement plan. You don't want to risk not knowing your fees. You don't want to risk having to not be set up properly for taxes and be overpaying on those taxes. So it's better to have a conversation now than to wait and do nothing at all. And again, many issues that we talk with people every day, they can be resolved with a simple phone call. So if you have questions about your IRA, your 401k, your pension, or those other tax-deferred accounts, if you have questions about taxes, about RMDs that Dan was mentioning, now thankfully those are waived this year, but you may have questions and it may be right for you to go ahead and take those out. Or you have questions about your Social Security benefits, about generating income, about Medicare, whatever it is, give us a call this morning and we can help address those. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
Coming up in our last segment, what Business Insider magazine is calling one of the biggest threats to an investor's nest egg today.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
According to the Motley Fool, all it takes is one major life-shattering event in retirement to drain your budget. Your health takes a turn for the worse. You have to pick up a big expense for a child or a parent. Or higher than expected taxes are eating your IRA and 401k alive. Suddenly you have to make serious adjustments to your lifestyle just to make ends meet, or worse yet, you're scrambling to find a job.
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here, your host in studio with you this morning. And today I'm joined by Dan Benson and Ty Draper, and we're talking about six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we're going to talk about why Business Insider is calling inflation one of the biggest threats to an investor's nest egg, plus the financial dangers that come with unexpected expenses. So again, guys, this morning, six often overlooked expenses. Number five on our list this morning is referred to in retirement as the silent killer. And of course, we're talking about inflation. And the question usually comes up, why is inflation called the silent killer? Well, this is a case of 1, 2, 3% may not seem like much, kind of like fees. But if you add it up over 20, 30 years, it could have a huge impact when it comes to your lifestyle and retirement. And that's why they call inflation the silent killer. And Dan, the point is here, you can't afford to ignore inflation. It's a major thing that can creep up on you. You ignore it, though, you're going to pay the price.
Well, when you're living in the environment, you don't always feel the inflation because it goes up gradually over time. It's almost like watching a child grow. You don't really see them grow. You leave town for a week, you come back, it's like, holy cow, they've grown a foot, you know, that time away. But when you're watching them grow every day, it doesn't, you don't feel it. You don't see it. Inflation's the same way. If you look over the last decade, the dollar has lost 21% of its purchasing power alone. And so the question is, has your income in retirement gone up 21% over the last decade? Social Security has some cost of living adjustments, but Ty, in the last decade, the government in four different years gave zero increase. So they're saying that there was no inflation, but yet we see the numbers 21% over the last decade. The other fact here is when you look at inflation, it doesn't factor in food and energy. And those are two highly inflated items in our life. And then the third one, which I think impacts most of the listeners and people in retirement, would be the rising cost of inflation on healthcare, drugs, medical expenses. Right. How do you factor that into that? And so have you created a plan that can cover this inflation and increase your income over time?
Well, when you look at creating an income plan for someone, I know with the proprietary software system we use, we're able to put that inflation number in there. And it's amazing that in 20 to 30 years, basically using the rule of 72, how your expenses double. And so if you're providing income at this level in 20 years, how are you going to provide income at that level? Just to buy the same things that you're buying today. It's not like you're living a more lavish lifestyle or something.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. Definitely one that gets overlooked. When people run their income plans out, they assume they're going to need the same amount of money for 30 years, and that's just not the case. And, with the interest rate environment we're in today, inflation has been mild. If you look at it across the board, the potential for that to increase with our deficit where it's at, you know, over time, we're looking at the next 15 to 20 years, we could definitely be moving more into a higher inflation type environment.
Well, as we go into our sixth point, Dan, I want to piggyback on something you said, and it was unexpected, because the unexpected unfortunately has a way of happening. And when we talk about planning, let me just give you a little insight into my world. So, you know, my wife and I are getting ready to go on a trip, just the two of us, leaving the kids behind, you know, to be spoiled by the grandparents. My wife is definitely a planner. Now, she will plan pretty much every moment of this trip. And it's a very simple trip, but she's going to plan all of it. And I will say that, you know, early in marriage, when it didn't go as planned, it was bad. You know, something went off. And now she's starting to learn that things are always going to come up. The unexpected is going to happen. And we've kind of planned for that. So we kind of have a little backup plan. If we don't get to do this, we'll do this. And I would say the same thing is true with retirement, right? And so that's really our sixth often overlooked expense that we want to talk about this morning, is emergencies and those unexpected life events that just just happen because things come up and life, what's the quote? Life happens, right, Dan?
Right,
it's just,
right.
We need to have those things planned in advance because there's no such thing as the perfect plan. But if you're planning well and you're looking ahead, the chances of you getting through and being successful and having a successful retirement always go up.
Well, people think it's never going to happen to me, right? I mean,
right,
we
right.
know things happen, but they're going to happen to everybody else. Those things aren't going to happen to me. And you know, one of the most overlooked, unexpected life events that we just went through is market corrections. You know, our market corrections. What have you planned for? Mm. What happens if the market goes down 30% the year before you want to retire? Today, as we kind of wrap up the segment, I want to touch on a few items. We've been talking about these six overlooked expenses that in retirement can decimate you. Again, it's the compound effect of life, doing small things, lots of little mm-hmm. small things to create the snowball effect. It's not one single decision that you're going to make that's truly going to change the trajectory of your life or your finances. You know, and so we want to identify those. But the biggest one for most people moving forward, we believe, could be taxes. If you've been a good saver, unfortunately, it sometimes feels like that our government and our system punishes people that have saved well for retirement, just get clobbered in taxes. And so when you take money out of your IRAs, 401ks, that increases the taxes on your Social Security benefits. You've got taxes on your investment income. You know, it just continues on and on. The money in your IRA and 401k could literally spend to a fraction of what it is today because, again, of this joint owner. We have the IRS. We have to make sure we take care of them, give them their cut when it comes time. So the good news is there are ways that you could dramatically reduce, eliminate the taxes on your retirement accounts moving forward, but it doesn't come without action. You have to spend the time, and we want to show you what it looks like to get this free, customized retirement tax analysis to help you save money.
Well said, Dan. Yeah, this customized analysis that Dan's referring to, again, it's free. It's customized tax retirement analysis. It's going to show you, like we talked about in the first segment, the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, when it comes to taxes. And again, this is analysis. It's customized just for you. There's firms out there that will charge you hundreds of dollars for this type of analysis because it is customized. This is not one size fits all. But we're going to cover 100% of the cost of that just for listeners who call into the show this morning. So if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement and you're looking to save money on taxes, give us a call and schedule time to come in and review your free customized retirement tax analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, if you're serious about saving money in taxes when you retire, don't wait. You have nothing to lose here. Give us a call. And we'll show you how you can save money in taxes when we look at this stuff. Again, we're going to look at your IRA, your 401k, those tax-deferred accounts. But give us a call this morning. We only reserve a handful of slots each week for people that call in to look at the retirement tax analysis. So give us a call because these do fill up fast. So to schedule your time to come and review, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Our time is up. We hope you've had as much fun as we have sharing the information and you listening. You can feel free to call us anytime here, as Ben said, 615-619-1615 to see how we can help you or visit us online, beaconcm.com. Great resources there. You can download or just learn about how to develop a comprehensive retirement and a tax plan.
Well, until next week, this has been Christie here with Dan Benson and Ty Draper from Beacon Capital Management signing off. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.